Con permiso, necesito cambio.
Hold on there, do you speak English?
No, hablo inglés. Simplemente necesito cambio para parquear.
Apúrate, Ernesto, el policía va a escribir un tiquete.
Oh, my God, don't nobody panic now. Sit down, sit down, sit down. Okay, did your water break?
No comprendo.
Agua. Did your agua break up? Como? Okay, good, now we're getting somewhere. Dr. Webb, Dr. I think we got an emergency.
What is it, Laverne?
Well, I think she's gone into labor.
No, queremos cambio para parquear.
Don't worry, the doctors are here now.
Laverne, they need change for the parking meter.
And I'm sure they can break a 20.
I know.
Here's your quarter, and if it means anything, her pulse is a little high.
La flaca está loca, huh?
Excuse me, loca. What did he say?
He said thank you for the quarter.
No problema. Y'all, I am sorry about this.
You know, Laverne, I think it's time you learn Spanish before somebody asks you what time it is and we end up taking out the gallbladder.
Laverne, why don't you get some language tapes? Come on, you'll pick it up in no time.
You know, Doctor, that is a good idea. Then I finally understand what Ricky's chattering about when Lucy crushes Maurice Chevalier's hat.
If I'm in a dance, la flaca está loca.
No problema.
Life goes on, and so do we. Just how we do it is no mystery. One by one, we fill the days. We find a thousand different ways. Sometimes the answer can be hard to find. That's something I will never be. I'm always here for anything you need. Rain or shine, I'll be the one to share it all as life goes.
Here's the list of things not to talk about when Kevin gets here. Politics, religion, my first marriage, his first marriage, IBM versus Macintosh. And whatever you do, don't stare at his gray tooth.
Honey, relax. We're not going to embarrass you in front of your new boyfriend.
Relax? What are you talking about? I am relaxed. And where the hell's Sophia? Kevin's going to be here any minute.
Hey, Cal, calm down.
Daddy, I just want everything to be perfect.
So, is Grey Tooth here yet?
No, and don't call him that. And where's Scotty?
He's upstairs watching his Aladdin tape with Dumbo.
Sophia, Dumbo isn't in Aladdin.
I know that. I mean, he's watching it with Charlie.
Oh, no. The last time those two were together, Charlie taught him how to make that vulgar armpit noise.
That wasn't Charlie. It was me. Want to learn?
Cal. Relax. Scotty's going to like Kevin, and Kevin's going to like Scotty. Kevin's going to like me. I'm going to like Kevin. Everybody's going to like everybody.
Yeah. We are the world.
That's him. And, Daddy, whatever you do, don't ask him how much money he makes or what he does for a living. He might think that you think that he and I are going to...
Get married.
No, don't say that.
All right. I won't say it, but I have to warn you. Sometimes my lips move when I pray.
Kevin, this is my father, Harry.
Kevin,
pleasure.
Nice to meet you.
Our friend, Sophia.
So you're going to marry her?
Sophia?
Well, I didn't say anything about his tooth.
Kevin, sit down. Sorry, Kevin, what is it that you do for a living? You know, when you're down, how do you pick yourself up again?
Oh, well, I don't do drugs or anything, if that's what you're asking. And for one thing, they sort of frown on it at my job.
Oh, you have a job? Not that it matters. I mean, what you do is your own business.
I'm an airline pilot.
Whoa, that pays good money. I didn't ask. He told me.
May I say something? It's obvious that we're all feeling anxious, which is in turn making an already awkward situation even more uncomfortable. So why don't we just acknowledge the fact that we're all embarrassed and we'll feel better?
I'm not embarrassed.
I'm not embarrassed, Sophia.
Don't look at me. It was the dog.
So, anyone for Yahtzee? My boy. Oh, Scotty. I have someone I want you to meet. Scotty, this is Kevin.
Hey. Hey, I know who you are.
What?
You're Joe Montana.
I'm
Kai. Oh, you're Scotty. I'll tell you what, Scotty. Want to go outside and play some catch?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yes, Kevin. Oh, it'll give you boys a chance to discuss your feelings of mutual uncertainty. Oh, I don't know about this, Daddy. Scotty's a little shy with strangers.
Honey, I don't think you have anything to worry about. Look at that.
Oh, look, they're playing. Oh, they're laughing. They're bonding. Oh, this is more than I could have hoped for. Oh, lucky me. Lucky, lucky, lucky Carol.
Hey, Lucky, now they're poking a dead gopher with a stick.
Ew, Daddy!
Oh, a dead gopher? Hey, I want to see! Hey, Laverne, how's the Spanish coming?
Muy bien. These tapes are terrific.
Yeah, that's great. So... El español no es difícil.
Okay, give me a second. El pan no yo dia. She bread, I we. Pizza, am I close?
Spanish is not difficult.
Maybe for you.
No, dear. I just said Spanish is not difficult.
Oh, what is the use? I ain't never going to learn Spanish. And ain't it ironic, seeing as how I'm so extra good at English?
It's a gold darn mystery, dadgummit.
Hey, Laverne, when I took Spanish in college, the instructor wanted us to think in Spanish, so he didn't allow anyone to speak a word of English in his classroom.
So that's how you learned to speak Spanish so well?
No, I got a job in a Mexican restaurant.
A lot of good that does me. I don't have time to take on a second minimum wage job.
Laverne, why don't you and Maxine come over to my place on Saturday? And we'll help you practice.
Well, Doctor, that's mighty nice. All right. Dr. Douglas, you bring the chips, I'll bring the salsa, and we'll have ourselves a siesta. Maya con carne.
Go with me.
Hey, how was the carnival?
Hey, we had a blast, didn't we, Carol?
Well, to be honest, I'm still a little upset. I can't shake the image of my hips in that funhouse mirror.
Hey, Scotty, let's show Grandpa how well we drove the bumper cars.
Oh, yes, that's right. Scotty and Kevin bumped Mommy over and over and over again. But I can't believe bumper cars are so dangerous.
Well, Carol, you never should have gotten out of the car.
No, I never should have stopped to pick up my shoe. I can't believe they gave that hateful little girl a stuffed animal for ramming me.
Sounds like you had a big day. I should have warned you about Carol and bumper cars.
I wish you would basketball games.
What?
Well, I was saving this, but I've got a big surprise. The Knicks are playing the Heat, and tonight's family night. Guess he's got three tickets.
Whoa, this should be a great game.
How about it, Scotty? Want to see some hoops?
Oh, no, Kevin. Scotty's been out all day, and besides, I have a nice, quiet evening at home planned for us. Listen to this. Hot chocolate and origami. And Mommy knows how Scotty loves hot chocolate, don't you, Scotty?
Hey, here you go. There's my boy. Sounds like he really wants to go, Carol.
What do you say? Let's just go, and if he gets tired, we'll come back early.
Carol, excuse me. These are fifth row center court.
I mean, they're close enough to smell Patrick Ewing's sweat.
Well, tempting as that sounds, why don't you and Scotty go without me?
Oh, let's just forget it. We don't need to go to the basketball game.
No! These tickets, they're heating the Knicks, and it's not even it's Patrick Ewing.
Daddy's right. Go to the game and have a good time.
Thanks,
son. Scotty, Mommy's going to get your blankie and your teddy. It makes him feel better when I'm not with him.
You know, Harry, I never would have guessed how rewarding it is to be a parent. I mean, not that Scotty's my son, of course, but I think I'm starting to understand what it feels like to be a father. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Can I go to the basketball game?
Sure.
Oh, that's great.
So is the little champ ready to go?
You bet. I'll just get my jacket. Here we go. Carol, boy, will you ever write that Kevin is a wonderful guy.
Yes, he is, isn't he?
Yeah, and Scotty really likes him. I have never seen the boy so happy. You know? Yes, Carol, dear. Way to date, kiddo.
All right, Scotty. Mommy's got your blankie. Scotty? Honey, you forgot your blankie and your... Bye-bye, baby.
Dole.
All right, I told you I had a surprise for you. Here it is. Hot chocolate and origami.
There's got to be some hot chocolate to give me an origami.
No, Sophia, we're folding paper.
I don't care how I get there as long as I get there.
I can't believe you invited us all over here to fold paper.
Come on, Carol, is something wrong?
No, nothing's wrong. I just thought this would be a good excuse for us girls to get together. Why? Why? Because Daddy and Kevin took Scotty to a basketball game. Now, the basic principle behind origami...
Which basketball game?
Oh, I don't know. Some team with Larry Hagman.
Larry Hagman?
Wait a minute. I can get this. Larry Hagman, Dallas, J.R. Ewing. Could he possibly mean Patrick Ewing?
Yes, I think that was it. Anyway.
Doctor, that was uncanny. You are a regular Larry Holmes.
Sherlock Holmes.
Now to William Shatner.
Anyway, let me show you a few examples of what we can do.
Oh, man. I would love to be at that game.
Hey, why don't we go down there and see if we can get in?
Sophia, I didn't know you liked basketball.
I don't. I just really hate being here.
Forget about basketball. Look at my creations. Now, here's a man and a little boy having a good time. And here's a woman all alone feeling ignored. Isn't it fun? Now, let's all make something. We'll start with something simple. Teardrops.
Okay. This isn't about origami, is it?
Oh, Maxine, I was hoping I could fold my sorrows away. It's Kevin.
Duh.
Doctor.
Sorry.
What about Kevin?
I'm just really concerned about his relationship with Scotty.
I thought they were getting along great.
Well, they are. It's just that they're getting along so well, I feel like there's no room for me.
Carol, you're his mama. There'll always be room for you.
You should be happy this thing is working out.
That boy will love you his whole life.
Do you really think so, Sophia?
Sure. And then when you're 75, he'll dump you in a retirement home to rot. And if you're lucky, at 74, you'll get hit by a beer truck.
I'm ready for my Spanish lesson.
I see, there is a por favor, no inglés.
Yeah, but that's after the lesson starts.
No. No comprendo inglés, solamente el español.
Okay. Hey, Dr. Douglas, can you believe he expects us to talk nothing but Spanish?
Buenos días. ¿Cómo estás?
Oh, brother. I feel like I'm trapped in one of them TV channels with the really high numbers.
¿Dónde está la cerveza?
Not you, too. How did did you learn to speak Spanish?
Tienes que aprender el español para seducir las chicas cubanas.
What's so funny? Y'all are making fun of my blouse, aren't you? My mama made this blouse. I can't help it if my mama Noel so-o, so hot.
Candy's cafe?
Cafe, that's coffee, right? Yeah.
¿Cómo?
Yes, I'll have some coffee.
No comprendo inglés.
Si, y'all comprendo that?
¿Quieres jabón en tu cafe?
Yeah, si.
¿Jabón? ¿Estás segura?
Sí.
¿Café con jabón? Es broma, ¿no? Quizás una bebida de Arkansas.
Gracias. See, I'm starting to get the hang of this. Where did you put my coffee?
Jabón.
That's so! I thought you said milk. You think that's so funny?
No comprendo inglés.
¿Qué estás haciendo? Tú eres un idiota.
You did it.
Did what?
You spoke Spanish. You didn't even think about it. You just did it.
I did, didn't I?
Harry, she called me an idiot.
I know. That shows a high comprehension level.
Thank you. Now, can we all speak English for a while now, huh?
No. Hablemos más en español.
I say buen tiempo.
Sí, pero poquito calor.
No más. Me duele mi cabeza.
Ay, ay, ay. That's the last time I eat the worm.
Okay, Scotty, it's time for your nap. Sophia's ready to... Honey, that's not nice. Sophia came all the way over here because you wanted her to read you a bedtime story.
No.
Scotty, if you take your nap now, then we can go to the movies later.
Okay.
Good boy.
Well, you certainly know how to charm him.
Oh, yeah, we're old buds now. Sweetie, what do you think about this movie?
Oh, no, it's much too violent for a child Scotty's age.
Carol, it's a cartoon about a beaver.
Well, Peter Pan was a cartoon, too, but I was very traumatized by it as a child.
Oh, you thought Captain Hook was that scary?
No, don't be ridiculous. I was traumatized by Wendy's humiliation at being forced to fly all over London in her nightgown. Boy, what movie did you see?
Sorry.
Kevin, I know you think I'm being silly, but it's very important that I monitor what Scotty sees.
Carol, come on. It's rated G.
That's right. G as in G. I don't think he should see that movie.
But I think he can handle it.
Well, you're not his parent, are you?
No, I'm not.
Well, good. I'm glad we cleared that up. I was beginning to wonder.
I'm sorry. I thought you wanted Scotty and me to have a close relationship.
Well, I did, but...
Well, maybe I should just back off here a little bit.
Oh, well, maybe you should.
Okay, then. Guess I'll see you.
Okay.
Tell Scotty I'm sorry.
Hey, Carol? Oh, Carol, Dave, what's the matter?
I think Kevin and I just broke up.
Oh, Carol, no, I love that guy.
So do I.
Oh, I'm sorry, babe. I'm all right. Yes, sir.
Muchas gracias. Buenos dias, me llamo Laverne. Adios, Charlene. Buenos dias, me llamo Laverne. ¿Cómo está?
I'm sorry. I am Pakistani. I don't speak Spanish.
Say, low, I reckon I am yapping away like a hungry pup, ain't I?
I'm sorry. I don't speak whatever language that is either.
Buenos dias. ¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien. You know, your Spanish is really improving. I'm proud of you. I know it wasn't easy.
Gracias. El español no es difícil.
Right. Would you file these insurance papers for me, please?
Tú eres un médico.
That's right.
I'm a doctor. Now, would you...
Me gusta hablar español.
That's nice. Now, would you...
Tú eres mi amiga.
Oh, shut up. Never mind, I'll do it myself.
Adios. Buenos dias. Me llamo Laverne. ¿Cómo estás?
What are you doing?
If I stop chewing, I will die.
What is this, origami food? All right. Tell Aunt Sophia all about it.
It's Kevin. I'm miserable. I miss him so much. I just don't know what to do to get us back together.
Why don't you show him your breasts?
Sophia!
What? You're young. They're nice.
Please.
What a mess. I'll get the vacuum.
No need. Dreyfus. Kevin.
Hi, Carol.
She's got something to show you.
Carol, you look terrible.
So do you.
I'm sorry. Ever since we broke up, I've been a wreck. I do nothing but running.
Me too.
Carol, look, I'm sorry. I think I was just trying too hard.
And I really overreacted.
I just wanted to show you that Scotty and I could get along.
And that's really what I wanted. I guess I just got jealous. I know it sounds petty, but I can't help the way I felt. It just all happened so fast.
Maybe I overstepped my bounds.
Well, you know what? Maybe we could try it again. Only this time, maybe we could just go a little slower.
That's a great idea. Would it be pushing things if we renamed him Kevin Jr.?
Just a bit.
Oh, Kevin, look, Scotty! Kevin's here! Oh, Kevin, we missed you so much. It's so good to have you back.
Classic NBC moment with Melissa Gilbert from the very first episode of Little House on the Prairie.
If I had a remembrance book, I would mark down how it was when we left our little house in the big woods to go west to Indian Territory. Though it made me sad, I still thought it a fine thing to go where there had never been a road before.
See Melissa Gilbert in just 30 minutes on an all-new Sweet Justice.